I'm Phil Stone, president of Sweetbriar College.
When President Stone heard of Sweetbriar's closing, he was as surprised as anyone. With his experience in education and law, it wasn't long before he was called on to help. And by July, he was the school's president, and he and the new board acted quickly to bring back students and staff.
If we compared ourselves with previous years, we'd be pretty disappointed because of a very small enrollment. But if we remember that we started with zero about July 4th weekend when governance changed, we feel pretty good about it. We have about 240 students enrolled, all enrolled after July 1st because of the closing efforts.
Stone says about two-thirds of the junior class came back as seniors, and about half of the other two classes came back.
And then we have about 40 freshmen. We had almost no time to recruit freshmen, so we're very, very fortunate to have any.
Sweetbriar opened on time on August 26th with not only enough faculty, but...
We have more faculty than we probably need because of the small enrollment, but we committed to the returning students that if they came back, we would teach the courses they need to graduate on time.
By attrition, the school lost about 40% of its staff, but some had to be rehired because they were in strategic positions that they could not eliminate. There were some budget cuts due to some attrition, but that's not enough. Stone says further cuts need to be made, but with some caveats.
We are planning budgets right now looking at both 20 and 25% alternative as far as cuts in the budgets. Some cuts we really can't make to fit our current needs because of things like tenure rules, some tenured faculty members who have certain property rights. The other thing is that we, under the settlement agreement, we're obligated to pay $3.5 to $5 million of severance for people who lose their positions for the next year.
That means they would be real cautious about asking someone to leave if they thought that there was any chance they would really need them. When cuts are compared to growth, the latter is the goal.
We have to get students and we have to get money. That's the mantra around here. And in terms of recruiting, we are working very aggressively right now. In addition to the typical things always done on a college campus to recruit students, we are trying to take advantage of the passion of our alumni group to put them in their home communities, to meet students, to recruit students, to call them up, take them to lunch. And so we're using alumni very effectively, we think, to recruit students right now.
Stone himself has been an itinerant cheerleader for the college. He's been to New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta, and Birmingham with many other stops before the end of the year.
The interesting thing to me is the number of alumni who turn out for these meetings and also the passion they still show. One could expect that there would be some passion after the March 3rd announcement of closing. That certainly was evidence. But the fact that even after governance changed and we got school open, the passion has not waned. It's still sky high. It's just remarkable.
Dedication and love of Sweetbriar aside, a September 2015 report from Moody's Investor Service forecasts that the closure of small universities and colleges will triple and mergers will double. And by 2017, 15 institutions will be shuttered. Stone says Sweetbriar will not be among those schools that close.
I think even some of the skeptics who worried about whether this could really be done are feeling much better about it because right now we're about to present a budget to the board at the end of this month, which, if approved, is likely to result in maybe the strongest financial operating statement in 25 years.
Stone says the numbers need to add up, but success can happen because saving Sweetbriar is
a noble mission. And if we don't focus on the noble mission and a noble cause, it seems to me we can do a lot of busy work, wear ourselves out doing something that the community simply does not need.
A full board meeting to address the school's budget is scheduled to be held October 29th to the 31st. I'm Tab O'Neill.